You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites is 9021FA. I know it sounds like pho or it looks like pho, but it's 9021FA. And talk about clean, delicious food. We just had Farmer John in here, and this is the type of place that you're going to get that fresh food. You're going to get that right off the farm, right on the table. Really good. It's a French-Vietnamese cuisine melded in. Chef Kimmy Tang is one of the best. I saw Chef Kimmy a couple weeks ago at the California Wine and Jazz Festival.
Oh, okay.
And she was there. Yeah, and she's just busier than can be. They're opening another place in New York now.
Does she still have her pink hair?
Yeah, she had pink hair. You know, it's just, you know, she's funky looking. You know, she's crazy, you know. But she's so cool. But the food there is really good. And, you know, they have curbside pickup now, so you can pick up some clean food. 818-597-1902 is the phone number. They are at 30990 Russell Ranch Road in Westlake Village. And now we've got a guest. Normally, we have Jason here. Okay, so Jason's not in today, but let's play his music anyway. There's the best. So this segment is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry.
Right.
You know, and Jason is out there, and he's always finding these great people that are donating their time for the betterment of others.
Right.
And that's what we have right here. We have Susan Fernandez here, and she is with Food Forward. Correct, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell us about Food Forward.
Food Forward is a group of gracious people. We call ourselves fruit anthropists, and we go out and we are gleaning or picking fruit trees, avocado trees, grapefruit trees in people's backyards, in ranches, all through Ventura County, some into Santa Barbara. And for the most part, most of it goes to food share, and then is dispersed out to over 140 agencies and churches.
Okay.
I myself, in the last 3 months, have picked over 5,000 pounds of avocados, and I love avocados. But just being out there in the trees with the people.
What drives you to do that?
What drives me is that I know that the abundance is already there.
Right.
It's already provided. What drives me is walking around my own neighborhood and seeing trees that are ornamental, that are just growing and dropping, and knowing people could be eating this. I have people asking me all the time. What I see also the difference is out in this area is we have lots of ranches and farms, lots of people who have bought properties who don't even eat their oranges or eat their avocados, and they're just dropping.
Right.
And it just shows me, the more I do it, shows me that there's enough food for everybody.
It's there.
So I love being out in the trees, climbing the trees, working with the people, working with kids. It gets kids out there to do their community service, but also we get people coming from downtown LA who want to come out and hang out in the farms and the trees and be a part of it. And it's just a good feeling. It's a good, almost a meditation.
I can see where it would be. Yeah, you're just out there and you're just focused on what you're doing, which is picking that next fruit from the branch right there.
Right.
And at the same time, helping others. If somebody wants to get some information on this and move forward on this and become part of what you're doing, how do they do that?
Very simple. Just go to foodforward.org. We have many things you can click on. There's events. You can look at what's going on between Ventura County, even into L.A., and all it really asks you for is your name and your email address and your telephone number. And then it'll tell you you're a member, and then you can go back on again anytime you want. Look at the events. Pick one, click on it. And a few days before it's ready, the event's ready, they'll send you all the information, usually with my phone number.
Okay, but I have a question. So you talked about avocados and citrus. What else do people need to be aware of that you can come and pick?
It's mainly fruit, a lot of oranges. Right now we're going out to do oranges.
Lemons,
grapefruits, tangerines.
Okay.
That's what I see right now. Right now we're in the orange season.
So if you're out there and you've got these trees that have an abundance of fruit, call.
Right.
Okay.
First, go to foodforward.org, and you will see some telephone numbers and emails. The person who runs the Ventura County District is Martha Penhall, and we've picked over, in 2012, we picked over 100,000 pounds, and we are just doubling. There is so much out there, and that's what is just so exciting.
How good would that feel, that instead of seeing your fruit fall and just kind of, you know, get rotting
on the ground,
to know that it's going somewhere?
Exactly. Yeah. And you're right. There's got to be thousands of acres of farmland out there that aren't being harvested.
And that's just the farmland.
I mean, it runs rampant. I mean, when you drive down and you go down into Fillmore out there and you go through that valley, I mean, you just see citrus for miles and miles. And you know some of that's not making it to the market, you know. And here it can go to a great need. So if you're listening out there and you just have a little, maybe you've got five trees, whatever it is, you give them a call. You go to their website, foodforward.org. Go to the website there. And son of a gun, you can get them out there. They'll clean it all up for you, which makes it even better for next year. You get a better crop next year.
Right.
What a perfect thing to do.
Yeah. It's a win-win-win.
Trees
love it. You love being out there, and you're feeding people who couldn't normally get it. Let me just tell you one example. I picked one tree, a grapefruit, in someone's backyard, and it yielded 300 pounds of grapefruit.
Oh, my God.
When you say it in pounds, you really get it.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Well, thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And it goes right into people's homes. They eat. It's just a wonderful thing. People like you, you amaze me because you're out there doing this type of thing. They're little angels.
They're volunteers.
Yeah, they're volunteers. Yeah. And like I always say, the best and hardest workers are volunteers because they've made a choice to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's just awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for sharing your story.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.